and welcome to Sports This Week. Since we are on our last show of the year, we decided to do a roundup. We have divided the show into three parts. First, the news that were positive and made headlines. Then news about upcoming heroes of India. And then controversies that hit the world of sports. First, let's go and see football. FIFA World Cup was held and France beat Croatia, the underdogs, by 4-2 in a thrilling finals. France came into the tournament as favourites and did not disappoint the fans. In fact, France won the title after 20 years. The last time they won was in 1998 when Zidane's team beat Brazil in the finals. After football, let's go and see what happened in the Commonwealth Games. India performed well and stood third with a tally of 66 medals at the Commonwealth Games held in Gold Coast, Australia. India performed very well in weightlifting, shooting, wrestling, badminton, boxing and table tennis. In the women's badminton finals, Saina Nehwal beat PV Sindhu and won the gold medal. It was one of the six losses in the finals during the year for Sindhu before she won the BWF earlier this month in China. After the Commonwealth Games, it's news from the IPL. The men in yellow were back and how in IPL 2018. After being suspended for a couple of years, Chennai Super Kings came back in style. When the team was picked, critics felt that the team was too old for IPL. But Dhoni and his men had the last laugh. They won the title for the third time. After the IPL, India went to England for a series. But India had a forgettable summer in England. While they beat England in the T20 series, England outplayed India in both the One Day Internationals as well as the Test series. The silver lining, of course, of the series was Virat's fantastic form as he got the measure of the English bowlers, especially James Anderson, who had troubled him a lot in the earlier tour. After a very disappointing English series, the Asia Cup was the next place that India played. India won the Asia Cup despite the fact Virat Kohli was rested. Leading the side, Rohit Sharma was in good nick and so was his partner Shikhar Dhawan. In the finals, they easily defeated Bangladesh by 7 wickets with more than 12 overs to spare. India dismissed Pakistan in both the matches in the Asia Cup and thereby stamped the authority over its arch rivals. After the Asia Cup, let's move to the Asian Games. The Indian contingent performed well in the Asian Games in Jakarta, especially the track and field team. With a tally of 69 medals, it was easily the best display by India in the Asian Games. Let's hope that the next Asian Games brings more laurels home. From the Asian Games, let's move to the Formula One tracks. Lewis Hamilton won the Formula One World Championship for the 5th time with 408 points. Sebastian Vettel came second with 308 points and Kimi Raikkonen came third with 251 points. Hamilton won 11 races and had 17 podium finishes in 2018. From the Formula One racetracks, let's go to the tennis courts. There was no surprise entry in the top three of the ATP rankings. Djokovic, Nadal and Federer kept the rankings as the season ended in 2018. The trio shared the Grand Slam titles with Federer winning the Australian, Nadal the French and Djokovic Wimbledon. Anil is waiting with the upcoming heroes of India. Over to you, Anil.
India is a cricket-friendly country and majorly dominated by cricket fans. But this year, youngsters won't just look up for Virat or Dhoni as a sporting icon. A large number of players marked up their way to the ladder of success and emerged as sporting icons. Let's have a look at the players who will be the future superstars. If I asked you to name a sportswoman who made her present felt at the international level in the game of athletics, the list would just end at PT Usha or Anju Bobbijot. But this 20-year-old Hima Das made her present felt at the international level by becoming the first woman to win a gold medal in an IAAF event at the World Under 20 Championship. Hima later won a gold medal in the 4x400m relay in the Asian Games and becoming the world number 28 and second in Asia by ending the year. Another name joining Hima Das is a super special Swapna Burman, who won a gold medal in an event called Heptathlon in Asian Games this year. The 21-year-old became the first person to win a gold medal in a discipline which consists of 7 events spread over 3 days. What made her victory so special is her fight over her physical condition. Swapna entered the event with a swollen jaw and an ill-fitting shoes which were pinching her 6 toe feet each day. The Government of India awarded Swapna Burman Arjuna Awards for her contribution towards sports in India. Next on our list is Nayak Subedar Neeraj Chopra. Nayak Subedar Neeraj Chopra made headlines last year by becoming the first person to win a gold medal in javelin throw. He continued his success in the Asian Games this year by breaking the national record. Similarly, he went to the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games and repeated his success. Nayak Subedar Neeraj Chopra has been awarded the Arjuna Awards for his contribution to sports in India. Mirabai Chan, who became the first Indian since 1995 to win a gold medal at the weightlifting section, even repeated her success this year. She became the first Indian to win a gold medal in the Commonwealth Games by lifting 196 kgs at one strength. The Government of India awarded Mirabai Chanu India's highest civilian sports honor, Rajiv Gandhi Skill Ratna, for her success in sports. Winning a gold medal is precious, and winning two at a stretch gives you extreme happiness. That's what Manika Batra felt this year. 2018 was a marvelous year for India's table tennis star as she won two gold medals at the Commonwealth Games. First, Manika Batra led the Indian team to victory over the Singaporean giants, and later she won her first gold medal by beating her rivals in the women's singles. Manika Batra also won a silver in women's doubles and a bronze in mixed doubles this year.
Thank you, Anil. Now for some controversy news. Indian pace bowler Mohammad Shami had a tough time in the beginning of the year when his wife Haseen Jahan decided to wash dirty linen in public by accusing him of assault and also having an extramarital affair. She accused the cricketer of taking money from a Pakistani woman in Dubai. The BCCI acted quickly and Shami was dropped from the list of contract players. One of the biggest controversies during the year was the sandpaper gate controversy. It was in Cape Town that 3 Australian players were banned for indulging in altering the condition of the ball by using a sandpaper. Captain Steve Smith, vice-captain David Warner, and young opening batsman Cameron Bancroft were the only players punished, but it's hard to believe that no bowler was aware. Cricket Australia banned Smith and Warner for a year and Bancroft for 9 months. In addition, Cricket Australia also put it on record that David Warner would never lead Australia again, as he was the mastermind behind the plot. Now for some real tennis news controversy. Serena Williams was involved in this controversy in a match against Naomi Osaka. While Naomi Osaka created history by beating Serena Williams in the finals of the US Open, unfortunately, the match will be remembered for the infamous incident that saw Serena Williams call the umpire, the chair umpire that is, a thief. The entire incident started when the umpire gave the American a code violation for off-court coaching and docked a point for breaking her racket. Before Cristiano Ronaldo stepped onto the field at Juventus, he found himself in the eye of the storm when Catherine Mayorga, a former model, filed a complaint with the district court in Nevada that the Portuguese star had sexually harassed her in the Las Vegas Hotel penthouse suite in 2009. However, Ronaldo denied the allegations. Virat turned 30 this year, and on this memorable occasion, the Indian captain launched an app. During the promotion of the app that went viral, he was seen answering questions from fans across the country. When a fan wrote that Virat is an overrated batsman and that he prefers watching English and Australian batsmen more than the Indians, all hell broke loose. And an upset Virat was seen saying that he did not mind being criticized, but if anyone did not like Indian players, he should not be living in the country. After India's exit from the semi-final of the Women's World T20 against England, Questions were asked as to why Mithali Raj was dropped for the crucial match despite she scoring back-to-back half centuries. The fallout of the senior player and the coach was reported on every newspaper and channel. Just when the blazing issue was cooling off, both of them wrote to the BCCI and the letters came into the public domain. It resulted in Pawar losing his job despite having the captain and the vice-captain's support. Interestingly, the appointment of the new coach also was a very contentious issue, with Dina Edulji and Vinod Roy not on the same page. That's all we have in this edition of Sports This Week. Till the next time we meet, it's goodbye from all of us here at HW. Happy New Year.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.